taking the postcard home. Why choose the predictable, having a great time, or the weather is wonderful? At Celebrity Cruises, we suggest, last night I experienced a new dimension of Cirque du Soleil at the bar at the edge of the earth. Join us as we sail the Caribbean with Cirque du Soleil, or with Bon Appetit and 16 of the finest chefs on land on Savor the Caribbean. Then you too can write. Today, I learned to prepare conch fritters with mango chutney from a master chef. Or, my four-star culinary mentor says, hi.
Have you been treated famously in the Caribbean? Join Cirque du Soleil and Celebrity Cruises on Constellation. Or Savor the Caribbean on Millennium out of Fort Lauderdale. Prices start from $750. Book your Celebrity Cruise with Liberty Travel at 1-877-LIBERTY. Prices are per person double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. Ships registry, the Bahamas.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Desertion charges, a U.S. Marine who was reported abducted in Iraq and later turned up in his native Lebanon, has now been charged with desertion. Corporal Wasefa Ali Hassoun was charged following a five-month investigation into his disappearance back in June from a U.S. military camp near Fallujah. Hassoun of West Jordan, Utah, is accused of taking unauthorized leave from the unit where he was serving as an Arabic interpreter. No date has been set yet for the Article 32 hearing, one of the first steps toward the possible court-martial in the military justice system. Bush cabinetry, George W. Bush announced today he was going to keep the heads of the Transportation, Interior, Housing, and Labor Departments in his second term. And the president also announced Jim Nicholson, former chairman of the Republican National Committee, currently the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, was his choice to lead the Veterans Affairs Department. Nicholson's brother, by the way, retired Brigadier General John Nicholson, is an undersecretary of Veterans Affairs who directs the National Cemetery Administration. Still to be named in the Bush cabinet, new heads of the Energy Department and Health and Human Services. In all, Bush is replacing 9 cabinet secretaries and keeping 6. Bush is saying no to payroll tax hikes as a way to pay for Social Security reform, but his spokesman is refusing to be that categorical. Asked how he will pay the estimated $2 trillion cost of setting up private retirement investment accounts, Bush said, "We will not raise payroll taxes." However, Press Secretary Scott McClellan says that does not mean he is rejecting a proposal by Senator Lindsey Graham. The South Carolina Republican would raise the income ceiling for payroll taxes. Currently, those taxes cut off at $88,000. Bush spoke, or misspoke, during an Oval Office meeting with Social Security trustees. Bush aide suggested the cost of the accounts would simply be borrowed, even though that would already add to the already massive government debt. A supporter of gay marriage calls a ruling today by the Canadian Supreme Court a victory for Canadian values, while an opponent calls it a sad day for that country. Canada's High Court ruled the government can redefine marriage to include same-sex couples. It also says religious officials cannot be forced to perform unions against their beliefs. The word from Kuwait's oil minister is that OPEC will cut production early next year to head off a further price decline. Those comments came ahead of the formal gathering of the OPEC cartel in Cairo tomorrow. The minister says, along with the reduced output, OPEC would likely plan to meet again in February to review the situation. Today, oil prices were up 59 cents. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Kraut.
Do you dread spending another winter in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, our holiday wassail bowl will be o'er-brimming with the plump and juicy Senator Carl Levin and the ever-spicy Paul Krugman and the intoxicating delights of Theodore Postol, a guy from MIT who has some very critical things to say about missile defense systems. Drink deep, O ye listeners, on the next Al Franken Show.
Hey, good evening, True Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Yes, indeed, 24 years ago tonight, John Lennon shot down in New York City outside his apartment. I had, at one point, I had an idea that I would grow old with certain people. Mick Jagger was one of them. I don't mean with them, but I mean, you know, watch them as they didn't even know I was alive, but watch Mick Jagger grow old, which by God he has, or he is. And John Lennon was another one. There were a couple of them. A couple of people I wanted to see what they would be like if I could be so lucky as to live into my 70s or 80s. I wanted to see what these guys would be like when they were in their 70s and 80s. But like certain other catastrophic deaths, and I'm sure you know what I mean by that. Perhaps you remember where you were when John Lennon was shot down by a crazed gunman. You want to hear something very weird about the crazed gunman? Who? What was his name, Kathy? You knew him. Well, you'd been around him. Mark David Chapman. Here's the crazy part. He lived at one time in Decatur, Georgia, which is where Kathy was born and raised. And Kathy's mother still lives in the neighborhood where Kathy grew up, in Decatur. And right around the corner, about a block and a half away, is the Decatur, Georgia YMCA. And at one time, Mark David Chapman was a swimming instructor there. And when Kathy was, how old were you, about 12, 11 or 12? A little younger, about 10, 9 or 10? Kathy took lessons, swimming lessons, from Mark David Chapman. They called him, at the time, Captain Nemo. That was his nickname. So, years later, 1,000 years later, when Kathy and I met, and she told me that story. A couple other people here in Decatur said, yeah, we were at a party or something. Yeah, God, I remember that guy. I remember that guy. Moving right along, we have a lot of ground to cover tonight, and some of the Rumsfeld thing. Maureen Dowd's column in the Times this morning was pretty damn good. Maureen normally hates everybody, but and that's fine, but she had some interesting things to say about Rumsfeld. Also, the Social Security non-crisis that the Republicans are trying to do, they're trying to destroy Social Security once and for all. Social Security is probably the most successful government program in the history of humankind. Initiated by a liberal Democrat, of course, FDR, way back in the 30s. And the Republicans, the conservatives, have tried to kill it for the past 80 years. They hate programs that redistribute wealth. That's how they call it, redistributing wealth. Social Security has been the most successful government program ever. It has been a lifesaver for countless millions of Americans, and on and on and on. But Republicans, being the heartless bastards that they are, having no soul, no sense of morality, and no sense of religious purpose whatsoever, except their wild-eyed Armageddonist bullcrap, they want to see this die. So they're making up lies about it. Paul Krugman wrote something about it the other day. We're going to go over what he said. So we have some sound bites from the Social Security mess. Now, let me tell you something right away. Air America here, we have a much younger demographic, much younger audience overall. I'm not talking about some of you old farts. I know who you are, like our bureau chief out in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Nelson. He's an old fart. But we have a lot of older folks who listen to this program, but we have this network, but we also have a lot of younger people. And that's probably because of Janine and Al. So, you know, younger people, when you bring up Social Security, they go, oh, Jesus, you know, it's an old person saying, no, hold on. No, it's not. And the rumors you've heard that it's bankrupt, that's a lie. You people right now who are, say, 25, 48 years from now, you will have been drawing Social Security for about 7 or 8 years. The people that tell you it'll be bankrupt in the next 30 years or whatever are lying, as Paul Krugman pointed out in the Times the other day. They are lying. So if you are a younger person, if you're below the age of, say, 30, 35, don't tune out tonight when I get to that topic, all right? Because this is stuff that you guys are about to be scammed. The Republicans are going to scam the hell out of you. They're going to steal everything they can get from you. And they're going to tell you that the stealing is actually done every pay period out of your paycheck when the deductions are taken for Social Security. They are liars. They lie about everything. They're lying about this. So trust me on this, please, all right? You listen to this program, you listen to this network for a certain reason. We don't lie. We don't tell you filthy, dirty lies. We tell you the truth all the way. Some of us say it with an awful lot of fire and invective and ugliness and bad language, like moi, but we still tell you the truth. So stick around, all right? That's a little bit later tonight. Quickie here, so to speak. Canada's highest court said today, Canada, how can we live this close to such a progressive country and be as ass-backward as we are? Anyway, Canada's highest court said today that the government, the Canadian government, can redefine marriage to include same-sex couples. Yep, go ahead. Highest court, the Canadian Supreme Court, whatever, said, yeah, go ahead. You can do it. You can pass legislation. It is not unconstitutional. Go ahead. The High Court in Canada added, and here it is. This is all these slimy thugs have to do in this country. The Canadian High Court added that religious officials cannot be forced to perform unions against their beliefs. Hello? Oh, my God! How simple is that? Right? If you're against, if you're a Catholic in Canada, and if you're a Catholic in Canada, okay. If you're a Catholic or an Anglican in Canada, Protestant or Catholic, and a part of the clergy, and you don't want to perform same-sex marriage, okay, that's cool. Nobody says you have to. But if you're a magistrate or justice of the peace, in other words, a government official, and two guys or two girls show up to get married, yes, of course you do. Because we're talking in Canada, not in this corrupt country, but in Canada, we're talking about equal protection under the law. Wow, what a concept! So the Canadian High Court said today, yeah, go ahead, government in Ottawa, go ahead, redefine it, allow it, it's cool. It's not going to violate, not going to do anything. By the way, put in there that church people don't have to be forced to do this. Now, it happens that the judges in six provinces and one territory in Canada have already, overturned that traditional definition of marriage because they have allowed thousands of same-sex weddings. I mean, it's a fait accompli in that country. But what are they doing? They're making it legal and allowing the proviso that religious people, priests and ministers and rabbis and whoever, imams, anybody that is involved with it, they don't have to do it? No. Hell no. So Canada, if this passes, the Canadian Parliament, Canada joins Belgium and the Netherlands in allowing gay marriage. That's it. End of it. Now, to pass in the House of Commons in Canada, the legislation needs the approval of only about 44 of the 95 Liberal backbench members of Parliament to obtain this 155-vote majority, because it already has the support of the 38-member Liberal party, I guess it's called, and virtually all of the 54 Bloc Québécois and the 19 New Democrat members of Parliament. So, it's going to pass. Canada will once again separate itself from its dead twin to the south. That's us. The corrupt dead twin to the south. One more time, Canada says, look, if you people down there want to act like jackasses, go ahead. But we're going to keep marching ahead. What time is it? Oh, it's the 21st century. Okay. Well, let's do this. By the way, if a religious person doesn't want to perform this, okay, that's fine. Oh, Canada.
Was good. Once, Planet Jack.
Wilderness protection gets whacked.
What the lame duck session of Congress did was reverse 40 years of precedent.
That's Jeff Rook from PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. Tucked away are provisions that have never been heard before in a committee meeting.
Provisions that say that all the wild refuges in Alaska have to open themselves up to aquaculture, salmon farming, regardless of the impact on wildlife.
Farmed fish live in water that is infested with bacteria, which forms a surplus of excrement. The fecal waste and the chemicals used to treat the water contaminate fragile coastal estuaries.
This is the final goodbye gift for the Congress that was supposed to be evenly balanced.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big evil taco is haunting me.
Guacamole.
You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Marge Burns heard and ordered her Zocor and saved $60 on a 90-day supply. William Penske heard and saved $35 on his Fosmax. If you are buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. AARP Magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada, and the state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements, thereby allowing them to purchase prescription drugs for state workers at much lower prices. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Don't pay higher prices just because you live in the U.S. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Finally, there's a dental plan that really takes the bite out of high dental fees. And it's available from the country's oldest and largest cooperative dental plan, Northeast Dental Plan of America. You can immediately save as much as 50% and more on costly dental fees by becoming a member. 4,000 dentists in the tri-state area participate. Chances are there's one near you. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free information kit. One very low annual fee entitles you to huge savings on any procedure, including braces, bonding, bleaching, and other specialty work. There's even a free initial examination. There is no deductible, no pre-existing conditions, no claim forms to fill out, and no insurance company hassles. The free kit includes the names and locations of every participating dentist and the exact fees charged. Available to singles, couples, families, seniors, and groups. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free kit. That's 1-800-816-8866.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
C'est si bon de partir n'importe où, bras dessus, bras dessous.
Oh Canada.
Quand j'entends des chansons.
Oh Canada.
C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits rien du tout, mais qui ont dit
long. I know that Lennon died December 8th. I'm aware of that. We just didn't do it last night. So, thank you for the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 27. Thank you for the 37 emails telling me that it was December 8th. I'm sorry. That's my bad. I should have said, you know, we didn't do it last night because we were, I don't know, were we drunk, Kathy? Is that what it was? Oh, my goodness. Guess who's on the phone all the way from Boston? Matt Com, our good buddy Matthew from Boston,
my
our
brother.
Boston bureau chief, who for some reason just decided to hell with the Malloy show, I guess.
Hello.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Are you there? There's Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Hi, hello. Hello, don't hang up.
Mike.
Yes, can you hear me? Hello, don't hang up. They're going to fix it. Honest to God. Are you there, Matt? Okay, don't go away, Matt. Are you there? Oh, jeez. Whatever. We have phone problems again tonight? No, you don't know? Nobody knows, huh? Okay. Imagine there's no whatever. Imagine there's no phone service. It's easy if you try. All right, Matt, stay there. We'll put you on hold. We'll come back. Now, I mentioned last night we were talking to Will Pitt. You know, if you ever see your buddy Matt Com, our mutual friend, who we walked through the icy, freezing cold and then got drunk in Washington, D.C., back the first anti-war demonstration against the Iraq War, I have him call. So here he is. But all right, I think we have it now. Matt?
Mike.
Matt!
Mike, how are you, my brother?
I'm doing fine. What did I do something to piss you off?
Not at all, sir.
Oh, okay.
How have you been, pal?
We've been great. I was talking to your good friend Will Pitt last night and said if you get a chance to talk with Matt in our Boston bureau chief, for heaven's sake, ask him to give us a call. A lot of crap. I remember months ago, year and a half ago, when I was still with IE America, and I guess it's okay for me to say this, your father's retired CIA.
Yes, he is.
And you told us some things that were going to happen. And, oh, my goodness, look what's going on.
Yeah, old dad was right, much to his chagrin now. Because it's been so long since we've spoken, let me just say, give a shout-out to Democratic Underground, because I know they're all listening. I don't know what you said last night, because I unfortunately missed your show, but my God, my phone and my email exploded about 9:30 last night. I got inundated.
Yeah, all I said was to Will, if you get a chance, if you see Matt, have him check in. You know, it sounded like, oh God, Malloy's talking about some personal crap. No, I mean you're well known where it concerns. Different forums around the internet, and also you were a regular to this program. Always added a lot too, by the way. And are you staying away from Abrams tanks? I know that's what you did in the military. I mean,
well,
you're not.
If they try to recall me, let me tell you, I am not a willing participant. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, what are you going to do if you get because you still have some. Inactive reserve time, don't you?
No. I'm all done with that. It's been a number of years since I was active military, and it will be very unlikely. I'm not sure how unlikely it will be these days. But,
yeah, no kidding.
But, in the real world, it would be very unlikely that I would be called back up. But, God, they're calling, 65-year-old people.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Yeah,
it is unbelievable. Mike, you and I marched shoulder to shoulder, side by side, up Pennsylvania Avenue before this war started, and I'll tell you, even at that time, I really couldn't have imagined what's going on now, and I'm sure you can't either.
Oh, it's just astonishing. I mean, to think when you look back over the past 18 months or however long it's been.
Oh.
The detention camps, the prison, the torture, the events in Fallujah, the slaughter, the deaths of what are we up to now with American servicemen? 1,300.
1,300, yeah.
100,000 Iraqis dead because of the war, excess deaths because of the war. It's mind-boggling. I don't know what has happened, and I think a lot of people in this country feel the same way. We're just kind of stunned. I can remember being in that crowd of 500,000 people, and I'll bet you every single person that marched that day is doing the same thing. They're going, what in the hell has happened?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? But you know, on some plane, this is not a huge surprise.
Well, no, that's true.
It's almost as
Matt, let me put you on hold for just a second. Finish that thought when we come back, and I also want to ask you a couple of things about CIA. If you're at liberty to talk, if you're not, just let me know when I ask the question. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Quick break. We'll be right back.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Overstock.com! Oh, the big, big O, Overstock.com! The first in place for PDAs like Casio and Bong! The big, big O, Overstock.com! The online place to buy your gifts for your dad and mom! No fighting the crowds, stay cozy at your house! Easy way to shop! Just point and click your mouse. Many things to choose, like movies, TV, shoes, sporting, bedding, jewelry too. All things you can use.
Santa's a little behind this year. I'm going online to Overstock.com. Shipping for just $2.95.
The big, big O, Overstock.com. The online place to buy your gifts for your dad and mom.
Overstock.com.
A vexing issue facing today's traveler is how to start writing the postcard home. Why choose the predictable, having a great time, or the weather is wonderful? At Celebrity Cruises, we suggest, last night I experienced a new dimension of Cirque du Soleil at the bar at the edge of the earth. Join us as we sail the Caribbean with Cirque du Soleil, or with Bon Appetit and 16 of the finest chefs on land on Savor the Caribbean. Then you too can write. Today, I learned to prepare conch fritters with mango chutney from a master chef, or my four-star culinary mentor says... Hi.
Have you been treated famously in the Caribbean? Join Cirque du Soleil and Celebrity Cruises on Constellation or Savor the Caribbean on Millennium out of Fort Lauderdale. Prices start from $750. Book your Celebrity Cruise with Liberty Travel at 1-877-LIBERTY. Prices are per person double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. Ships registry, the Bahamas.
There's only one name left on our list, Sadie. What are we going to get Sadie?
Well, she seems to love that sweater her folks got her last year.
Maybe a bed.
Oh, isn't that a little personal?
How about a gift card?
Great idea.
Boy, she's one lucky puppy.
Need the perfect gift for a pet on your list who seems to have everything? For all those four-legged friends and their parents, fetch a PetSmart gift card and get a matching squeaky dog toy for only $4.99 with any gift card purchase while supplies last. Season's greetings from PetSmart.
I love Boy, next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley on Friday in Boston. We're going to have live performances in person from musician Ted Leo, comedian Jimmy Tingle, comedian Barry Crimmins, and a special acoustic performance by Congressman Barney Frank. It's all live from Boston, Massachusetts on Friday's Morning Sedition. Music, comedy, and Congressman Barney Frank unplugged on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Six before the hour, Malloy here, Air America Radio. We're talking with our Boston bureau chief, affectionately referred to as Matt Com. Now, where were we? You were right in the middle of a sentence when I had to bail out.
No, you were going to ask me about the agency.
Okay, with the appointment of Porter Goss, who either committed perjury in front of the committee that interviewed him before he was confirmed, or was just kidding. When he said, no, it's going to be nonpartisan. We're not going to, Goss now, it's my understanding, is running out career CIA people whom the agency desperately needs if they're going to reform, restructure. And to me, I understand CIA is like a lot of bureaucracies. There's probably multi-layers of waste in there. But when you have career people who were told to lie and change evidence and subvert evidence to get us into this war, and now this, I mean, what's your best take on what's going to happen to the and I never thought I would be defending the CIA. Jesus, this is insane. But what's going to happen?
The best I can give you from I being a third party source here, my father was in career, obviously.
Right.
The 1,000 foot level explanation is thus: the agency and the FBI and the NSA, OSA, et cetera, historically they have been told to be, and they have lived by the creed of being nonpartisan.
Right.
Not bipartisan, but nonpartisan.
Yeah.
The take I get on this from a person who is retired 33 years counterintelligence is they are now being asked to be partisan on either side, and one, they don't know how to deal with that because it's not fair to them individually.
Mm-hmm.
They have been trained to be nonpartisan, and now they are being asked to lie, cheat, and steal whatever it takes in order to get the mission accomplished. That is causing great rift within the intelligence community. They are also being asked on a similar plane here to actually choose sides and being threatened if they don't choose the right side. And that is potentially, I mean, I don't want to get too overdramatic here because it's something that is going to have to manifest itself.
Mm-hmm.
It could potentially destroy the institution and possibly it could be a legitimate and a very detrimental situation that the administration knows about and is willing to accept.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it could be being orchestrated. Now, this is speculation. It could be being orchestrated by the administration to manifest in that very way, knowing what the consequences are going to be. These people are being asked for the first time in their lives, and these are career intelligence people, I mean counterintelligence, intelligence, undercover, not undercover,
right.
to literally, you know, pick a side. It's almost the Soviet Union,
right?
Cold War, you know, West versus East type thing. You know, you're with us or you're against us type mentality, to put it into Bush's idiotic terms.
Well, you know,
detrimental as hell to that agency and to every other agency.
Yeah, for sure. I make a lot of comparisons to the Bush crime family and the Hitler crime family, to America 2004 and to Germany 1933. But the real comparison here, I think, especially around this issue, is the Stalinization of just about every damned institution in the United States, and the CIA is being turned into nothing more than or less than the KGB, insofar as the KGB was supposed to report only good stuff to the Russian leaders, and try to do, you know, I don't mean the CIA is going to do some of the stuff that the KGB did, but I mean the mindset. And the thing that worries me is that the CIA will become nothing more than this octopus-like device that will be used by the Bush crime family and the neocons in this country, not to gather intelligence that might be useful in thwarting an attack on this country or domestic terrorism, but instead will be used to further nail down civil liberties in this country. In other words, the further Stalinization of the United States. So do you see that as a possibility?
Well, yes and no. I mean, keep in mind, the CIA was never trained to do domestic spying.
No, but
there
they
are
did.
There are agencies that do that.
Right, but they did. You remember COINTELPRO from the 60s.
Yes.
Okay, you remember the Church Committee. The CIA knows, you know, spying is spying.
You mentioned I hate to defend the CIA, and I do as well, even though, you know, I secondarily grew up in the family.
Right.
The agency and the members of the agency have been trained from day one to be nonpartisan.
Right, right.
They live by that creed for a very good reason. No matter whether George Bush Sr. is the CIA director or whether Porter Goss is the CIA director, they are trained from day one, and their mindset is to be nonpartisan. We have a job to do, and we're going to do it. That job is not necessarily what you and I would consider to be foreign policy, but that's a separate issue.
Right.
What they're being asked to do now is to be partisan. And I'll tell you, a lot of, from what I understand from a very, very secluded outpost here, is that these people cannot be happy. And this is why you have the dissent within the CIA. This is why you have leaks. This is why you have situations that would not normally arise within the agency, because they are not comfortable being partisan, and they are being asked to be partisan. I think that comes from Cheney, but that's just from my reading and nothing else that's credible. These are nonpartisan people that have been taught to act a certain way and do certain things, and yes, we don't always agree with them, but now they're being asked to do this with a political bent, and that is the danger in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Most of them are not happy about it, from what I can tell.
Your dad, I would imagine, still has contacts within the agency. You don't need to go into it, but I guess what he is hearing is an awful lot of dissatisfaction, awful lot of people who are very, very pissed that they're being asked to do this.
I don't know what contacts he has. He hasn't told me what contacts he has. I will tell you that he is has said to me that if he were still active and in, he can imagine the turmoil that they're under right now, and he's very glad he's not still there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Matt, thanks for checking in. I hope you'll call on a less infrequent basis than than has been going on here.
I will, I will tell you that I am still monitoring lobstermen up here. If you
yeah, that's ever, good. that's good. Yeah, Matt, for folks who don't know, Matt, when Homeland Security was first set up and or getting in the process of being set up, and Bush made that famous statement about you have to watch out for lobstermen, and our lobstermen should watch out for Osama bin Laden or whatever. And Matt signed on as a bureau chief specifically. I don't think you were Boston bureau chief. You were... what island was it?
No, it was Bailey Island, Maine.
Bailey Island, Maine. That's how you signed on.
Where our vacation house is.
Right, to keep watch up there in Maine to see if, Jesus. You talk about living in the madhouse. I'll tell you, Matt, it's just incredible. Hey, listen, again, pal, thanks for checking in. And
Mike, I will check in again. I love you. I love Kathy. Please say hello to her for me. And, now let's go march shoulder to shoulder again. Anytime, anywhere, you let me know. Let's go.
It's coming, and not only that. When the rubber finally hits the road, you're going to need to show me how to operate inside an Abrams tank. Okay.
I still have the manual. I can help you.
Thank you. All right, Matt. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks.
All right. Take care. Yeah, he was Matt was in what do you call it? Armored division. I almost said tank corps. He was in the armored division in the United States Army. And, Will Pitt and I had agreed that if it ever got weird in this country, we would find Matt and see if Matt could find a tank, and then we'd be okay. Whew, that's what it's come to, right? Oh, my God. Don't forget this Sunday, December 12th, 12-12-12, December 12th at noon, don't forget this, okay? Go to your state capitol. Please do this. We're going to do it here in Atlanta. 28 state capitals so far. Groups have organized for events in 28 states, 28 capitals for this Sunday coming. There are 8 states with no organizing group, but they're still going to show up. And I'm going to mention these in a second, right after this break. But this is the thing we've been talking about here for a couple of weeks, 51capitalmarch.com. If you haven't been to the website, go, 51capitalmarch.com. Make a sign, show up, protest the fact that representative government in this country has gone down the toilet with George W. Bush. You don't have to knock heads. You don't have to argue. You don't have to get violent. All you have to do is show up. You know, like think Ukraine, think Yugoslavia, think Georgia, the country, think the Philippines. Let that kind of stir around in your head and then go do it. We're going to do it. Like I said, we're going to take Molly. Is she old enough, Kathy? 5 months? Well, whether she's old enough or not, she's going to be there. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment by up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-493-4580 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You can see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-493-4580 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment by up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts now. 800-493-4580. That's 800-493-4580.
Are you worried about your credit? Is your less than perfect credit keeping you from getting a credit card, buying a new car, getting a new job, or even renting an apartment? You can do something about it. Effective December 1st, the federal government has cleared the way for free access to credit reports. Whether you know you've got credit problems or are surprised by inaccurate or outdated items in your credit report, it's easier than you think to clean up your credit. Just call right now to order your own do-it-yourself credit repair kit. This helpful program includes a CD, book, and sample letters that'll give you all the tools you need to get your credit cleaned up fast. And with this special radio offer, the whole program can be yours for only $9.99. Think of it. Late payments, tax liens, even bankruptcies wiped off of your credit report, giving you a fresh start in 2005. Don't delay. Call 1-800-805-1925 now for your credit report kit for less than $10. That's 1-800-805-1925. 1-800-805-1925. Operators are standing by. Call 800-805-1925.
Finally, there's a dental plan that really takes the bite out of high dental fees. And it's available from the country's oldest and largest cooperative dental plan, Northeast Dental Plan of America. You can immediately save as much as 50% and more on costly dental fees by becoming a member. 4,000 dentists in the tri-state area participate. Chances are there's one near you. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free information kit. One very low annual fee entitles you to huge savings on any procedure, including braces, bonding, bleaching, and other specialty work. There's even a free initial examination. There is no deductible, no pre-existing conditions, no claim forms to fill out, and no insurance company hassles. The free kit includes the names and locations of every participating dentist and the exact fees charged. Available to singles, couples, families, seniors, and groups. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free kit. That's 1-800-816-8866.
If people see anything suspicious, utility workers, lobstermen, who are out there pulling their pots to get the lobsters, if they see something suspicious taking place along the main coast.
There it is. That's the quote.
If you see anything suspicious, you know, lobstermen, if you're out there and...
God. All right, 28 state capitals so far will have organizing committees for this 51capitalmarch.com. If you haven't been on the website, you need to go. It's a demonstration this Sunday, noon, 12:12 at noon. Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, D.C., Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Texas, Wisconsin, and Washington State. And people have indicated, according to Kip, who runs the website, people have indicated they will show up in the following eight states with no organizing group that is that Kip's aware of: Louisiana, Maine, New Hampshire, New Mexico, South Carolina, Vermont, Virginia, and West Virginia. So it's I don't know what the weather is going to be like in your area, but here in Atlanta this Sunday, it's going to be a real nice December day. Clear, high in the 50, in the low 50s, right, Kathy? So we will be there, and I hope that you might be able to find some time to do this. In the meantime, go to 51capitalmarch.com, check out the website, get the full story of what this is all about. Okay, can you do that? We all do that? Okay, all right, thanks. Deborah is calling from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Hey, Deborah.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I called to thank you for letting the world know about our country and the Supreme Court decision today.
Yeah.
And I also feel very badly for your country that you're not moving along with us.
Yeah, I feel bad for us too. I mean, it's incredible that we have all the crises facing us in this country, and we have to divert attention, thanks to these right wing zealot freak morons, into something as monumentally fair and at the same time simple as how we define marriage. And I like the part that the Canadian Supreme Court put in their ruling. This does not mean that any man of the cloth or woman of the cloth has to perform one of these ceremonies. If it's against your faith, don't do it. It's sort of like the anti-abortion thing. If you're against abortion, don't have one. I mean, it just seems to me to be so incredibly simple,
well,
don't you think?
Exactly. And one of the leaders for the gay movement in I believe it was in Alberta, but he might have been for all of Canada. He went on the radio today and he said, you know, I promise you that we will help you defend that right if you're a religious group. We'll make sure that your right is upheld.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I know. But most of the gay folk that I've been in contact with over the past, 30 years, who spoke about rights, human rights for folks that happen to be gay, it's the same thing. This is what always intrigues me about my Jewish friends. When they talk about working for civil rights, protecting the rights of Jews not to be harassed and burned out and their places of worship desecrated, they also work their rear ends off to get the same kinds of protections for anybody else.
Oh, exactly.
And it's amazing to me how people who are politically or religiously oppressed or oppressed because of their sexual orientation, when you talk to them, not only are they working for their own civil rights, but they're working for human rights. And it's a heartbreaker. It's a heartbreaker to see people who may be oppressed legally or however, still declaring their faith in the universality of human rights. It's just so it doesn't surprise me that gays in Canadian would in Canada would say that. You know,
well,
we.
It's not all Canada. I mean, I don't know if it's six or seven of our provinces or territories have already approved gay marriage. They
yeah.
said yes. But today, the highlight of my day. You want to know what it was?
Sure.
On one of the newscasts, our top poobah, I don't know if he's a minister of justice, but for Alberta, the man who basically had to look at the marriage laws in Alberta,
mm-hmm.
had to stand before, you know, in a press conference, and he had to say, well, the federal law kind of governs all of us. In other
yeah.
words, like, we can't change it now because,
yeah.
you know, but they're still going to try.
Yeah.
You know, Alberta's going to come along slowly. We just had an election here, and 21 of our 83 seats in the legislature went to the left for a change. So we've broken the PC majority a little bit. These are the neocons, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We're on our way, Mike. We're moving, but I'm so proud to be a Canadian today. You have no idea how proud I am.
I can understand that. There was a time when I used to take great pride in being an American, and I don't have it now. I don't foresee it coming back in my lifetime, and that leaves me sad, just grossly sad. You know, I could go to another English-speaking country, and you know, for political reasons, but it wouldn't be the same. You know, I want to stay in the country of my birth. I want to stay where my kids and grandkids are. But as far as a sense of feeling pride, it's just not there.
Well,
hey, listen.
Watching out for you,
all right. Thanks, Deborah. We got a boogie. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. You take care, okay? We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
When an Army reservist asked Donald Rumsfeld why American soldiers in Iraq have to dig through landfills to find the armor and bulletproof glass to protect their vehicles, he replied, "You go to war with the army you have." It was a classic Rumsfeld reply, callous and arrogant. Rumsfeld knows that the army he, quote, had when he went to war in Iraq is not the army we have now. The army we had 10,000 more active duty soldiers than the army we have, because that's how many lie in coffins or in beds in Walter Reed Hospital. This was a war of choice, and Rumsfeld picked the timetable and went ahead and still sent American men and women into battle with inadequate planning and equipment. If we're going to talk about moral values, let's talk about how immoral it is to put troops in a war without critical equipment. Secretary Rumsfeld, it's clear that you've deserted U.S. troops on the battlefield. It's time for you to go. For more, go to www.thenation.com.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. News ban. A military spokesman says the U.S. Army has banned Denver Post reporters from Fort Carson in Colorado. The military reacting to a newspaper story on soldiers unhappy about their health care. The newspaper quotes the spokesman saying the ban is a direct result of Fort Carson not being given, quote, fair and balanced treatment. A front-page story Sunday in the newspaper focused on mentally and physically retarded, physically ill National Guard and Army Reserve members who say they've been denied quality care and are being pushed out of the service without disability pay. An editor for the paper says the story was balanced with a substantial response from the military. Greg Moore says it is his paper's job to investigate issues like this, and he says he hopes officials reconsider their ban. George W. Bush says soldiers' complaint is being addressed. Bush saying the complaints from the soldier who confronted Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld yesterday are being looked at. The soldier whose unit was preparing to head into Iraq asked Rumsfeld at a meeting in Kuwait why Army vehicles don't have the right armor. Bush says he sympathizes. During a White House photo op, he told reporters that if he were a soldier overseas wanting to defend his country, he'd want to ask, quote, the same question. Bush says U.S. troops deserve the best possible equipment. The soldier, Specialist Thomas Wilson, asked Rumsfeld why he and others had to dig through landfills to find scrap metal and glass to protect their Humvees. Before he asked that question, Wilson consulted with a Tennessee newspaper reporter. Chattanooga Times Free Press reporter Edward Lee Pitts, embedded with the 278th Regimental Combat Team, wrote about the incident in an email to co-workers. Pitt says he worked with guardsmen after being told reporters would not be allowed to ask questions of Rumsfeld. The question appeared to surprise the defense secretary and prompted cheers among the soldiers listening to him in the hangar. Tom Grissom, the newspaper publisher and executive editor, commended his reporter's work today. He said the question was one members of the unit and their families wanted answered based on the reporter's previous coverage of training in Mississippi and California. Secretary of State Colin Powell says he will not be running for office after leaving the State Department. A new poll shows him leading in a hypothetical race for the governor's post in New York. Powell says, as flattering as that poll might be, he does not intend to enter the race. Some state Republicans urge Powell to enter another New York race. They want him to oppose Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton for the Senate seat in 2006. At a NATO meeting in Belgium, Powell said over and over he has no interest in running for political office. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week, my guest on The Revolution Starts Now is my old friend Nancy Griffith. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. Now, before the break, we were talking about 51CapitalMarch.com. Joining us now is Kip Humphrey from Houston, Texas, who is the originator of the idea and the man who runs that website. Kip, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
I mentioned the other night, thanks to an email you sent me, how this idea came to fruition. Tell us again, in your words, about you and your son.
Well, you know, I'd been investigating the e-voting machines and the electronic systems early on in the year, mostly because I was sitting around waiting for a neck operation and couldn't do much else. So I took the time to acquaint myself with the technical aspects. I'm in IT,
mm-hmm.
So I had an interest in and a curiosity.
Right.
In the process, I got to develop a pretty good understanding of these systems that we voted on. And it came down to the day of the vote, and I had a pretty good idea that to at least be wary of any exploits that might be occurring on the machines that we were going to vote on. I didn't know specifically what machines we were going to vote on when
right.
I went to the poll. When I showed up, it was they had a poster on a pillar, and it showed the ballot. And at the top, there was, you know, vote Democratic slate, vote Republican slate. And I turned to my family and I said, yeah, don't click on vote Democratic slate or vote Republican slate, because if there's an exploit, it's going to be attached to that.
Right.
If there's going to be a computer function, it will most likely be attached to that. So we voted, and I came home, and it just really hit me once I was home that I have three young adult children. I can't hardly call them children.
Mm-hmm.
Two of whom voted for the first time in this last election.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I watched all that, and it just struck me just like a ton of bricks that, you know, here my children are. They're voting on rigged machines. And I'll tell you why how they're rigged in a minute, but they have no assurance that their vote counted or would be counted.
Right.
And it just really got to me. I mean, to think that they would grow up and not enjoy the democracy and freedoms that you and I have,
mm-hmm.
Was just too much. Just too much to think, you know, to hold and to accept. So
the idea of this 50-state reaction, that's how it was born?
That's how it was born. It was out of that experience. I came back and I got online and I researched the machines we had voted on. I went to Verified Voting's electronic incident reporting system. And I soon discovered that there were reports of this exploit in every state where this machine was located.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not a glitch.
For those of us who are not in IT, an exploit is an attachment to a program that somebody can use to alter the program surreptitiously?
Well, I use the term exploit, I guess, yeah, in that sense. I guess what most people don't understand about software is they think software and computers operate like other things in nature.
Yeah.
And they really don't. Anything a computer does, particularly anything it does repeatedly, is designed into that program. It has to be built into the program.
Right.
It's a function or a feature. I
mm-hmm.
prefer to call it feature, but that makes sense to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this was. This was a repeatable function or feature of the program that was running on these machines.
Mm-hmm.
It occurred in every location where these machines occurred. At least people reported the incident.
Right.
In our case, at least in my experience, the completion of the exploit was when when the ballot came up for review after you had made your selections,
right,
it opened at the very bottom of the ballot. Now, here in Texas, we vote for our judges. So our ballot is, you know, 5 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this little wheel that you have to turn to go all the way up to the top. As I was standing in line, I was watching people vote. I saw very few people with the patience to check their entire ballot.
Uh-huh.
Virtually everyone was scrolling up one or two pages and then hitting the vote key and walking away.
Right.
Unbeknownst to many of them, when they clicked on or selected both Democratic state, no vote was cast for Kerry. In other words, his name was not selected.
Jeez.
And the only way they could find that is if they scrolled back up, all the way back up to the top of the ballot.
Right.
And if they found it, most people would then correct it and vote and walk away. How many people didn't find it, voted and walked away? Is unknown.
So there's no way of knowing, in fact, how many intended votes for John Kerry in Texas or any place were not even recorded.
That's correct.
No way of knowing. Well, then, does that not raise the question that even in the states where these recounts are going ahead, that the recounts, which in my opinion are going to find they're going to find votes for Kerry, they're going to find votes for Bush. They'll probably find more votes for Kerry. When the provisional ballots are counted, I think those are going to be mostly Kerry. When the overseas and absentee ballots are counted, I think they're going to be mostly Kerry. But I'm beginning to wonder whether or not John Kerry is going to be able to, his vote totals, will be able to exceed Bush's in any meaningful way that would turn this election around. And the reason I have that doubt, and I hate to admit to the doubt, it's not a conviction, it's a doubt, folks, so don't send me emails telling me I'm losing faith, it's just a doubt at this point. But the reason I'm having that is based pretty much on what you and I are just talking about. There is no record, there's no way to verify anything where it concerns intended votes that were never recorded. There's no way, it can't be done, is what you're saying, right?
No, not precisely, because if a full manual recount and examination of these electronic ballots is performed, then there can be a review of the number of Democratic slate votes that show no recorded vote for Kerry.
Okay, now you're talking about Texas, but I'm talking about any state, any state that used touchscreen or electronic voting. With that glitch or anomaly or exploit in these programs, there is no way to really know nationwide how many votes were not cast were not recorded for Kerry that should have been. They're just saying it's a physical impossibility. Those votes for Kerry, they just don't exist.
They vanished.
Right, they're gone.
That's true. And my solace in all of this is that when investigators investigate corporate crime, where books are crooked,
mm-hmm.
they typically do not have the smoking gun either. But by statistical analysis and examination of the accounting procedures, mm-hmm. they can nail these people. I mean, like Enron.
Right, but that's not going to happen here, except in a couple of very limited situations. Ohio, maybe. Florida, maybe. New Hampshire, maybe. Kip, hold on a second. All right, we'll come back in a minute. We're talking with Kip Humphrey. He's the one who put this idea together that you'll find at 51CapitalMarch.com about the state capitol protests around the country this Sunday at noon. Stick around. More conversation with Kip, and then we're going to move on to some other topics and your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy.
All the politicians on the TV news, making any promises they damn well do. Mugs of $1 billion in the campaign float. Is it any wonder they can get your votes? Communicate.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, was good. Once, Planet Jets. Planet Jets.
Wilderness protection gets whacked.
What the lame duck session of Congress did was reverse 40 years of precedent.
That's Jeff Rook from PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. Tucked away are provisions that have never been heard before in a committee meeting.
Provisions that say that all the wild refuges in Alaska have to open themselves up to aquaculture, salmon farming, regardless of the impact on wildlife.
Farmed fish live in water that is infested with bacteria, which forms a surplus of excrement. The fecal waste and the chemicals used to treat the water contaminate fragile coastal estuaries.
This is the final goodbye gift for the Congress that was supposed to be evenly balanced.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
I know everything. Languages? Yes. Boiling points? Celsius and Fahrenheit? Yes. World capitals? Please. So, not too long ago, I tried to get a refi, and it got turned down. And this is the best part. The loan officer says to me, sir, do you know what your credit score is? So, I looked at her and said, tell me, do you know what the population of Liechtenstein is? Huh? Do you? She didn't.
Get in the know. Check out ScorePower from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for only $14.95. And knowing that is how you get the credit you deserve. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Well, now I have my credit score up to 760, the same number of days it took Frenchman Michel Lapointe to circle the globe on a bike. Yeah, I'll bet you didn't know that.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Marge Burns heard and ordered her Zocor and saved $60 on a 90-day supply. William Penske heard and saved $35 on his Fosmax. If you are buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. AARP Magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada, and the state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements, thereby allowing them to purchase prescription drugs for state workers at much lower prices. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Don't pay higher prices just because you live in the U.S. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
This Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. You know, some people actually hate us because we win so many Social Security disability cases. It's because they think we're getting government handouts for our clients. And that's wrong. Social Security is an insurance policy that the government makes everybody buy. It's supposed to pay off when you retire or if you become disabled. But you know how hard it is to get an insurance company to pay your claim? Well, that's how it is with Social Security. Your life becomes different when you're disabled. People don't even want to listen to you. That's why Charles Binder always says,
"We really listen to you because you have enough to worry about."
If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, call 1-800-66-BINDER. We'll tell you right away if we can help. It's a free call. 1-800-66-BINDER. It's nice that not everybody hates us. Our clients seem very pleased that we're America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. 1-800-66-BINDER.
Finally, there's a dental plan that really takes the bite out of high dental fees. And it's available from the country's oldest and largest cooperative dental plan, Northeast Dental Plan of America. You can immediately save as much as 50% and more on costly dental fees by becoming a member. 4,000 dentists in the tri-state area participate. Chances are there's one near you. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free information kit. One very low annual fee entitles you to huge savings on any procedure, including braces, bonding, bleaching, and other specialty work. There's even a free initial examination. There is no deductible, no pre-existing conditions, no claim forms to fill out, and no insurance company hassles. The free kit includes the names and locations of every participating dentist and the exact fees charged. Available to singles, couples, families, seniors, and groups. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free kit. That's 1-800-816-8866.
the Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Past the hour. Malloy here on Air America. We're talking with Kip Humphrey in Houston, Texas. He's the man who set up 51CapitalMarch.com and whose idea was to show up in all the various state capitals this Sunday at 12 noon. Take your body there, take a sign, state your case on the sign, and five words are left so that the nearest Republican can understand what you're saying. And what should that message be, Kip?
I'm not going to try to make it up for anyone. This is a citizens' uprising. This is a citizens' protest. This is not organized by some large organization. It doesn't represent a Democratic Party or a Republican Party or any party.
That's true. What would you say though if a nephew or a cousin came to you and said, Uncle Kip, what should I put on my sign?
Well, what I'm putting on my sign is I made a sign and I showed up, and that's it.
Well, Kathy's sign is visualize a special prosecutor. Now it's a recycled sign. We used it in D.C. a couple of years ago, but what the hell? It's still valid.
Recycling is good.
That's right. Recycling is very good. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Got a peanut caught in my throat. All right, the people who are listening now who may be hearing about this for the first time, do you want them to come to the website? Is there any information there that they need to know? What should they do?
We've tried to provide as much information as we can and keep it understandable so that people can learn how vote fraud has occurred. And we haven't actually spoken to the really serious concern that draws this out to affect basically 80% of the people who voted in this country.
Right.
And that is the tabulating computers. The computers that count the vote are susceptible to having those totals changed without detection. You've spoken of this before.
Right.
And, even without a smoking gun, the very fact that these machines, these computers and software have this feature, and I speak to it as a feature because it was designed as a function to operate,
mm-hmm.
Makes these tabulating PCs and software untrustworthy.
Right.
We simply cannot trust the reported vote totals that we are given.
So the bottom line is, this is not going to work. This idea of electronic voting, not in its in the current generation of these machines, is not going to work, correct?
That's correct. Now, it works well in India, for example, where they use hardwired coding on a computer board, mm-hmm. in a small machine. That's largely tamper-proof and fairly secure. That's not the kind of systems we have.
Right.
We have systems that are extremely vulnerable, whether by one person or six. That's all you really need,
mm-hmm.
to change millions of votes.
Right.
It's that easy.
I have to ask you this. Mother Jones still, after all these years, has a little feature they call, I think it's Hellraiser of the Month. And I don't know if you would qualify for that. I frankly think you would. But the question I have, just take it at face value, having organized something like this, how does it feel to know that you are under surveillance now, that you are being checked out or have been checked out by the Bush administration? I mean, what you're advocating, what you have told people to go do, is to protest this in, at least in the minds of the Bush administration, you have said go protest this government, although you're saying go protest the system of voting. You and I can make that distinction. But to the Bush crime family, remember, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. So I just wonder, does that weigh on you at all? I've kind of gotten used to the idea that that my personal life is no longer personal where it concerns the Bush thugs. I frankly don't give a damn. But how does it feel to you to know this?
I have a little bit of your attitude. I don't give a damn.
All right.
It's my citizenship, my children, my country, and my democracy are more important to me. And, you know, the truth is, I'm just a regular guy.
I hear that.
There's nothing special about me. There's no reason to go after me. I'm just one of millions that are out there. You know, and all I did, all my son and I did, is we built a website and we sent out 73 emails.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And in 12 days, we've got protests in, 28
states, I think. Listen, I have to leave it there, Kip, but I'm reminded of that saying, Mighty Oaks from Little Acorns Grow. Thanks a lot for checking in. We'll talk Monday and do a postmortem on what happens over the weekend. Thank you, Kip.
I'd love to.
All right, sir. Take care. We have a break here. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
It's ironic. They're called answering machines, but they never give you answers. Oh, sure, they tell you so-and-so isn't here right now, but you have no idea where they went or when they'll be back. Of course, with GEICO, you won't talk to an answering machine. They have thousands of car insurance specialists standing by, so you always get answers from a real live person. No wondering, no waiting, no irony.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO.
Finding something you can rely on is easier than you think. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, and our batteries are just around the corner from you. Sold at over 200,000 retailers. Heck, we're in every county in the U.S. And that means it's easier than ever to own the Interstate Battery peace of mind. Because with one of ours, you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit InterstateBatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Tested. Trusted. Interstate Batteries.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology with the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Finally, there's a dental plan that really takes the bite out of high dental fees. And it's available from the country's oldest and largest cooperative dental plan, Northeast Dental Plan of America. You can immediately save as much as 50% and more on costly dental fees by becoming a member. 4,000 dentists in the tri-state area participate. Chances are there's one near you. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free information kit. One very low annual fee entitles you to huge savings on any procedure, including braces, bonding, bleaching, and other specialty work. There's even a free initial examination. There is no deductible, no pre-existing conditions, no claim forms to fill out, and no insurance company hassles. The free kit includes the names and locations of every participating dentist and the exact fees charged. Available to singles, couples, families, seniors, and groups. Call 1-800-816-8866 for your free kit. That's 1-800-816-8866.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered.
On Fridays, Unfiltered. National Guard Army Lieutenant and founder of Operation Truth and our guest host, Paul Rykoff, tells Liz at ease. Hey, do you wish you could run through the streets of Tokyo oddly longing for Bill Murray? Us neither. But the band Tokyo Rose is here to give Dirty Jersey a good name. That's right, it's Friday. Time for the party machine, La Máquina de la Fiesta. On Air America Radio.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, look for the light through the pouring rain. 26 before the hour. When I think about what Kip Humphrey said just a moment ago, I'm just an average guy, average man, yada, yada. Yeah, me too. I feel the same way. I'm sure you do. But it reminded me of what, remember what Max Yasger said? I'm just a farmer. And about 500,000 people started applauding him. Remember that? I don't know. For some reason, Kip's statement just reminded me of that. It's amazing what us common folk can do when we decide to do something, right? Huh? An idea that formed in Kip's head in Houston is going to propel my five-month-old daughter, my wife, and me to the state capitol here in Georgia this Sunday. That's mysterious. That's just mysterious. It's just mysterious. This ties in, this next little item ties into the item following it. Bear with me just a second. The EPA, the Bush EPA, is close to issuing new guidelines, making it easier to dump partially treated waste into the nation's streams and lakes. That's according to documents obtained by the Washington Post. According to the Post today, EPA officials said they had not made a decision, but agency staffers have begun to brief senior political appointees on the plan. It's outlined in a 10-page document titled Final Policy. Now, scientists, environmentalists, and state and local officials object to this because they say that dumping untreated waste or, partially treated waste into the nation's lakes and streams could foster the spread of disease. Oh, really? No kidding! Dumping caca into the wastewater and into the streams might foster disease. Yeah, I think it might. But this is the Bush EPA. Some government officials, right-wingers, say doing this strikes a safe middle ground between releasing totally untreated sewage and spending billions on plant upgrades. Oh, there it is. So they've got this halfway ground. Well, let's just get the bigger pieces out of the wastewater before we release it into the environment. Partially treated wastewater? What the hell does that mean? Now, the debate on how to process this stuff comes because so much of the infrastructure, especially the sewage treatment plants in this country, the infrastructure is crumbling. And the right-wingers in the state houses and the state legislatures and the U.S. Congress and the White House, their estimates, it would cost hundreds of billions of dollars to cope with the increased demand for sewage treatment. So, dump it. Does this make sense to you, Truth Seeker? Before I start climbing the curtains here in the studio, does it make sense to you, huh? Well, it's going to cost a lot of money to get the caca out of the wastewater. So, the tax cuts are more important. The war is more important. So let the caca go through. Go ahead. Sewage treatment consists of two stages. Plants first remove solids from the waste and then use bacteria to kill the dangerous viruses, parasites, and bacteria that remain. During heavy rains, however, the wastewater in many systems becomes diluted by storm runoff and cannot be fully processed to remove the pathogens. So dump it. A spokeswoman for the Natural Resources Defense Council's Clean Water Project says the new policy, quote, means more people will get sick and more people will die, end quote. Yeah, that's what it means. But this is the Bush crime family. Get sick? Die? Oh, screw it. You know what they did in Fallujah before they attacked? They cut off the water to a city of 300,000 people, and it's not back on. But that's Fallujah, right? That's Iraq. This is America. Well, I guess it's about the same. So a crumbling infrastructure is less important than the tax cuts for Bush's cronies, Bush's class, the wealthy. Caca in the wastewater that goes into the streams and the rivers and the lakes in your state park, your local stream or river. Oh, well, just try to look the other way. And if the stench gets too powerful, can't you go take a vacation in, Canada? You can't? Tough. Is there nothing these people won't screw up? Deliberately and consciously. No, Mike, there isn't. Rumsfeld. This is a great segue, going from untreated sewage to Donald Rumsfeld. That makes sense. That makes sense. Or partially treated sewage to Rumsfeld. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Have I? I don't know that I have. So I think I should. Rummy was in New Delhi, India today. All right? And this thing he said the other day, these comments he made the other day about you can't always have the military you want when you go to war. Can you? How much longer before the average grunt in the military gives him the finger and lays down his weapon and says, "Screw you, I'm out of here. Court-martial me. Court-martial 130,000 of us. Are you going to put us all in Fort Knox or wherever you put people now?" Rummy, in other words, finally got called on the carpet, as Maureen Dowd says, not by the president, but by troops fighting in Iraq. Some of them are finally fed up enough. Fed up enough to start talking about it. As we are all so painfully aware from the little town hall meeting this monster had the other day. Joe Biden told Aaron Brown of CNN about his visit to Fallujah. Biden said, quote, "They got the biggest hornet's nest, but the hornets have gone up and set up nests other places." End quote. And then Biden said that a general had run up to him as he was getting into his helicopter and said, "Senator, anybody who tells you we don't need forces here is a GD liar." Now, as Maureen Dowd writes today, Rummy, however, did not hesitate to give the back of his hand to soldiers about to go risk their lives someplace he didn't trouble to go. See, Rumsfeld didn't go into Iraq. Cowardly bastard, he stays in Kuwait. Because he knows what the risks are. So, he orders American troops, not regular army, National Guards people, reservists, go get killed, boys. And before you die, see if you can take out a couple of Rockies, okay? Uncle Don will stay here in the safety of Kuwait. Sorry. Now, the guy, Thomas Wilson, a guardsman from Tennessee, who asked why soldiers had to dig through local landfills for pieces of scrap metal and compromised ballistic glass to up-armor our vehicles, and why don't we have those resources readily available to us? Rumsfeld treated him as if he were one of the crack Pentagon press corps, right? As Maureen Dowd says in one of his glib, nothing's perfect, freedom's untidy. Stuff happens, Maxims. Rummy told the soldier, as you know, you go to war with the army you have. That was a lousy, disgusting answer, especially when our kids are getting blown up every day in a war that we got into because we have in the White House a cadre of lying, giggling killers. Maureen writes, these young men and women went to Iraq believing the path they were told, that they'd have a brief battle, chocolate flowers, gratitude. Instead, they have been thrust into a prolonged and savage insurgent war without the troop levels or armor needed because the Pentagon's neocons made plans based on their own spin that turning Iraq into a democracy would be a cakewalk. Oh, my God. So is it moral, all of you red staters, so-called, all you conservatives, all you Christian evangelicals who voted for Bush, question, is it moral to put our troops in a guerrilla war without the support that they need just so these neocon bastards who've never been in a war can try out their theories? Listen to what Jesse Ventura says in that commercial that we run on this network. Why don't you ask the people who've been there? And these people in the Bush crime family have never been anywhere near a combat zone. Maureen Dowd in the Times wants to know, referring to Rumsfeld as a chucklehead? Oh, Maureen. How did this dangerous chucklehead keep his job, she asks. Well, and then she answers, Bush likes officials who feed him swaggering fictions instead of uncomfortable facts. And then she says, I love this, the president loves dressing up to play soldier. To rally Camp Pendleton, Marines facing extended deployments in Iraq, he got gussied up in an Ike D-Day-style jacket with epaulets and a big presidential seal on one lapel and his name and commander-in-chief on the other. When he really had a chance to put on a uniform and go someplace where the enemy was invisible and there was no exit strategy and our government was not leveling with us about how bad it was, Bush wasn't so high on the idea. But now that it's just a masquerade, hey man, it's cool. Yeah, go. Listen, I want you to bring democracy to Iraq. That's what I want. Yeah, what? You need armor? You need bullets? Oh, get serious. Get real. What are you talking about?
Quick, what percent of the world's energy is provided by solar and wind? Give up? Less than 0.5%. That's right, less than 0.5%. As Mother Jones reports this month, the total output of all solar panels worldwide is less than that of 2 coal plants. And that's not changing soon. Many alternative energies are still being developed and others are still more expensive than oil and coal. Solar works only when the sun shines and wind farms take up large amounts of land. Hydrogen fuel cells can still cost 10 times as much as gas engines. This is bad news for a country that gobbles oil like Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hummer. But America can make the switch. Congress should spend 5 to 10 times as much on alternative energy research. On top of that, we need to fix the market by rewarding companies that produce less pollution. We need to pump up alternative energy so we have fuel when the gas pump runs dry. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment by up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-493-4580 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You can see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-493-4580 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment by up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts now. 800-493-4580. That's 800-493-4580.
A vexing issue facing today's traveler is how to start writing the postcard home. Why choose the predictable, having a great time, or the weather is wonderful? At Celebrity Cruises, we suggest, last night I experienced a new dimension of Cirque du Soleil at the bar at the edge of the earth. Join us as we sail the Caribbean with Cirque du Soleil, or with Bon Appetit and 16 of the finest chefs on land on Savor the Caribbean. Then you too can write. Today, I learned to prepare conch fritters with mango chutney from a master chef. Or my 4-star culinary mentor says, hi.
Have you been treated famously in the Caribbean? Join Cirque du Soleil and Celebrity Cruises on Constellation or Savor the Caribbean on Millennium out of Fort Lauderdale. Prices start from $750. Book your Celebrity Cruise with Liberty Travel at 1-877-LIBERTY. Prices are per person double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. Ships registry the Bahamas.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. And that's why now is a great time to replace them with custom replacement windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears double-paned extra-strength windows have insulated frames, which may help reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes it simple and affordable. Call 1-800-448-6600 and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another winter without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now, 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
About 8 before the hour. So here's crazy old Rummy, stopped by reporters in New Delhi, India today, on his callous comments yesterday about the need for armored vehicles. A reporter says, Mr. Secretary, on the armored shortages and the concerns that soldiers raised about that, you address that to some extent in your remarks yesterday to the troops, but did you do anything else in the time since then, like either calling back to the Pentagon or talking to Army leadership here? Anything?
For the person who
ask the question. I just, someone has to sit with him, find out what, I mean, I've heard three different things about that comment on his part. I don't know what the facts are, but somebody's certainly going to sit down with him and find out what he knows that they may not know and make sure he knows what they know that he may not know. And that's a good thing. So I think it's a very constructive exchange.
Would you all pardon me if I say this guy is a sick bastard? Okay? Please excuse me. Management at Air America Radio, censors out there in the world, family values crowd. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to put the word bastard next to the word Rumsfeld. But what did he say here? He's saying that the Tennessee National Guardsman might be a liar. But the person who asked the question, someone has to sit with him, find out what, you know, I've heard three different things about that comment on his part. I don't know what the facts are. Here are some facts for you, Rumsfeld. Listen to your troops. Because if you don't, the third law of physics is going to come into play. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Do you know what that means, Remy? This email came in, and I don't have the person's name. Hi, Mike. Yesterday, I listened to Air America Radio and heard the questions that Specialist Wilson and other soldiers were brave enough to ask Donald Rumsfeld during the town hall meetings held in Kuwait. Based on the tone of the soldiers' voices, I got the impression that in time, they will revolt against the Bush regime. Right now, in Iraq, there are U.S. troops that do not have the necessary armor for their vests and Humvees that will allow them to survive the hell that the insurgents will put them through. Right now, in Iraq, there are U.S. troops that are short on ammunition and functional equipment. Right now, in Iraq, there are U.S. troops that are not properly fed by Kellogg, Brown, and Root. Right now, in Iraq, there are U.S. Army officers that are short on manpower. Right now, there are U.S. troops in Iraq that had their enlistment periods extended without receiving any pay since June. The combination of these conditions and the escalating number of U.S. casualties in the Iraq War make the U.S. troops a walking time bomb. I wonder how long our troops will continue to get screwed over by the Bush administration like an undignified whore. Now, I am well aware that if the troops mutiny during a time of war, they will suffer severe consequences for their actions. However, the Bush administration does not have an iota of respect for them, so will it be a matter of days? Weeks, months, before U.S. troops in Iraq say enough is enough. Mike, if you still have doubts about the troops revolting against the Bush regime, then let me remind you about the ill-equipped Russian troops that revolted against Tsar Nicholas II in 1917 after they suffered a series of devastating defeats during World War I. That resulted in millions of them either being captured, wounded, or killed. With that said, if I were George Bush, I'd start to take care of the troops or brace myself for a crippling mutiny that can undermine U.S. efforts in Iraq. And it's from VK. That's the best I can do. Well, VK, I've been saying the same thing. I just wonder how much longer it'll be. Hermann Göring, quoted in the Nuremberg Diary, "Why, of course the people don't want war. Why would some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best that he can do, the best he can get out of it is to come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. That's understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to do the bidding of their leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked, and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country." Hermann Göring. So the comparison to the Nazis, while this group is really kind of Stalinist in its international policies and its domestic policies, there is still that stench of Nazism around every one of these people. But Rumsfeld, this doddering killer, granted he's only 72, but when you listen to him try to sound like a mystifying guru of intellectual war making, like a disciple of Sun Tzu or something, he comes across as a complete doddering freak. Well, you know, this soldier, there's three things I've heard about that. I don't know. Maybe someone needs to sit him down and find out what he knows so that he knows that he doesn't know what he knows and that we know that anything that he knows might be a not knowable thing that he knows he thinks he knows. But we know what he knows and thinks he knows because we know that he knows anything that he knows is not something that is knowable. Now, on the other hand, knowing the unknowable is a knowing thing that you can't know without knowing whether or not you really know what you think you know. Consequently, this soldier, who is this guy? Get his name for me. He knows something that he may not think he really knows, or he doesn't know something that he may know that he thinks he knows. You understand what we're dealing with here? I think you do. When we come back, your phone calls and Bush's plan to destroy, for once and for all, that communist Social Security. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush says he will not increase payroll taxes to fix Social Security. After a meeting with the trustees of the Social Security Trust Fund, Bush said there's a big problem with Social Security and it must be addressed now. While closing the door on raising payroll taxes, Bush said he's aiming for a comprehensive solution in his second term. Bush has been criticized by Democrats for his proposal to partially privatize Social Security. More Georgia soldiers are preparing for duty in Iraq. Thursday morning, family, friends, and fellow soldiers said goodbye to 150 soldiers of the 121st Infantry Regiment stationed in Lawrenceville. Michelle Kronick, wife of Specialist Chris Kronick, says she knows what her husband is doing is for a good cause.
I'm a little worried because of what he does, but I'd rather him be out there and taking care of other people that need him rather than me here and just sit around and watch it happen.
President Bush says troops have a right to ask hard questions and that their concerns are being addressed. During a White House photo op, Bush responded to the controversy over Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's response to troops' concerns about inadequate equipment.
The concerns expressed are being addressed, and that is we expect our troops to have the best possible equipment. And if I were a soldier overseas wanting to defend my country, I'd want to ask the Secretary of Defense the same question, and that is, are we getting the best we can get us?
During a Rumsfeld appearance in Kuwait this week, one soldier complained that U.S. troops have to dig up scrap metal to protect their vehicles in Iraq because of a shortage of armored ones. Rumsfeld said, quote, You go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations John Danforth has expressed confidence in U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan's ability to retain his post, but called for a detailed investigation into the oil for food scandal in Iraq.
There is a cloud over the United Nations. There's no doubt about it. The only way to dispel the cloud is to let the sunlight in, and that means a thorough investigation, an objective investigation, no preconceived ideas, and total cooperation.
Several U.S. senators, including Minnesota Senator Norm Coleman, are calling for Annan's resignation. The European Union is coming out in support of United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan in the face of criticism over the U.N. oil for food scandal in Iraq. President Bush and the First Lady showed their holiday spirit taking part in a menorah lighting ceremony at the White House. Bush called Hanukkah a festive holiday that celebrates a great victory. The president noted the light of freedom still burns in Jewish homes across the U.S. and the world. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's in over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Randy Rhodes.
Every time he says, freedom's on the march and they hate our freedom and this is why they're struggling in Iraq, I my head spins around like Linda Blair and I start spitting green pea soup. I just feel like I've been just taken over by the devil who's writing on my belly backwards. Help me. Do you know? I just want to get a Ouija board out and spell it out to somebody who will finally tell the president, stop doing that. Stop it.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Ladies and gentlemen, turn to page 370 in your hymnals. Inventing a Crisis by Paul Krugman. Mr. Krugman writes, privatizing Social Security, which means replacing the current system in whole or in part with personal investment accounts, won't do anything to strengthen the system's finances. If anything, it will make things worse. Now, what Mr. Krugman is writing about here is what, you know, if you watch any news today, boy, the knuckle-dragging right-wingers in the Congress are determined now, aren't they? And in the White House. They want to destroy Social Security. And they want to destroy it because of ideological differences that they have with the guy who was president of the United States 70 years ago, Franklin Roosevelt. Franklin Roosevelt, who came up with the New Deal, which saved capitalism's ass and kidneys and liver and heart and brain and fingers and testicles and ovaries. FDR saved this country. The most lasting, successful social system ever put into place was Social Security. It has worked beautifully. Now keep in mind, it is not a retirement plan. It is an insurance plan. That's all. Krugman writes, there's nothing strange or mysterious about how Social Security works. It's a government program supported by a dedicated tax on payroll earnings, just like highway maintenance is supported by a dedicated tax on gasoline. Right now, Krugman writes, the revenues from the payroll tax exceed the amount paid out in benefits. This is deliberate. The result of the payroll tax increase, recommended by none other than Alan Greenspan, 20 years ago. His justification at the time for raising a tax that falls mainly on lower and middle-income families was that the extra revenue was needed to build up a trust fund. This, then, could be drawn on to pay benefits once the baby boomers begin to retire. Hello, hi, baby boomers. If you were born from 1946 to 1964, roughly, you're a baby boomer. Krugman goes on, the grain of truth in claims of a Social Security crisis is that this tax increase wasn't quite big enough. Projections in a recent report by the Congressional Budget Office, which are probably more realistic than the very cautious projections of the Social Security Administration, these projections say that the trust fund will run out in 2052. The system won't become bankrupt at that point. Even after the trust fund is gone, Social Security revenues will cover 81% of the promised benefits. Still, there's a long-term, long-run financing problem, but it's a problem of modest size. The report finds that extending the life of the trust fund into the 22nd century with no change in benefits would require additional revenues equal to only 0.54% of GDP. That's less than 3% of federal spending, less than what we're currently spending in Iraq. And it's only about one quarter of the revenue lost each year because of Bush's tax cuts. But since the politics of privatization depend on convincing the public that there is a Social Security crisis, the privatizers have done their best to invent one. And Krugman finishes with these two sentences. For Social Security is a government program that works, a demonstration that a modest amount of taxing and spending can make people's lives better and more secure. And that's why the right wants to destroy it. Now, again, if you're, say, between the ages of, 18 and 40, I know. This topic is like, oh, Jesus, Social Security. You know, in the first place, I'm going to live forever. Well, on the low end of that, when you're 18, 19, 22, 23, you think you're going to live forever, unless you're in Bush's military. But on the high end of that, around the 40s, 45, all of a sudden it occurs to you, oh, I'm going to die! Yeah. That's an awkward moment, isn't it? Huh? Yeah. We all go through that. Oh, Jesus. Okay. But before you die, there's a period of time, if you've lived a reasonably healthy, I don't want to use the word healthy, none of us are healthy, if you've lived a life that with the least amount of damage to yourself, from the time you stop work to the time you really do step off into the abyss, there might be 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. What you going to do? Well, Mike, I've got my money in 401ks. Oh, well, then in other words, you are taking one hell of a risk, right? Social Security works, and it's not just an insurance policy for when you retire. There are all sorts of things that the Social Security Fund does. Now, nobody is none of these right-wing monsters are standing out there and talking about survivor benefits, for example. It comes out of Social Security Fund. I am old. I have a five-month-old daughter. There is a reasonable possibility that I will die before she's 18. If I do, Social Security, based on my earnings, will pay my now 5-month-old daughter, through her mom, Kathy, some money. It will also pay my wife, Kathy, who will then become a widow, some money. Now, what happens when they privatize Social Security? Goodbye, little Molly's money. Goodbye, Kathy's money. Are they entitled to it? I think so. Isn't that how an insurance policy works? We all pay in, some of us die, and the money goes out. Others of us die later. But you see, the only given in all this is my death and yours, except there is an interim period. For most of us, well, some of us, between the time we stop contributing to the Social Security Fund and the time we go meet the great ghost in the sky, or nobody, or the abyss, or, I don't know, a huge cheese sandwich, whatever your belief is. The Republicans want to destroy it. Why do they want to destroy it? Well, first and foremost, because it's a communist plot. But secondly, or maybe firstly, because there is between $1 and $2 trillion to be made in the conversion. Where is that money going to come from? From Molly and from Kathy and from your kid and your husband or wife and your grandma and your mama and your auntie. That's where the money's going to come from. And where's it going to go, Mike? It's going to go into the pockets of these rapacious vultures who are running this country right now, and the even more rapacious vultures who manage the huge funds on Wall Street, who are sitting there, I hate to conjure up a caricature, rubbing their hands and licking their chops saying, bring it on. We'll take care of the money. And then they twirl the ends of their long black mustaches. We'll take it. We'll handle the money for the widow and the orphans. You know, Republicans like to say private enterprise can do better than government. Yeah, take a look at Halliburton. Yeah, take a look at Kellogg Brown and Root. Yeah, take a look at Wackenhut. Yeah, take a look at Enron. Yeah, take a look at all these sump holes. These black holes of fraud and corruption and destruction. Ask the people who had investments in, oh, I don't know, pick one, Enron. And they want to destroy this. They want to destroy Social Security. You're 18, you're 22, you're 23, and this is like you're reaching for the dial.
Well, I'll listen to him to the end of this break, and then I'm going to tune out. I want to hear some rock and roll, man.
Don't leave, I'm telling you. Don't leave. We have more to talk about this. This is Air America Radio.
Social Security being off limits except for emergency.
Now for a Mother Jones pop quiz. Are these statements true or false? George W. Bush has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. 60% of U.S. companies pay no income tax. The Pentagon has lost some nukes. 42 million tons more pollutants can be released under Bush's Clean Skies plan. Ready for the answers? All true. Learn this and more when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. You can sign up for just $10 a year, so subscribe now at ReadMojo.com.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Well, Mr. Quentin, I have your loan application here. I see you want to finance one of our big screen TVs.
Oh, yeah, I love that TV.
Of course you do. The thing is, your credit report has a few hiccups or bumps.
Bumps, yes.
What we call red flags or warnings.
You see, I can...
Actually, you have huge gaping chasms of incredibly bad decision-making.
Okay, I can explain.
I mean monumental credit mistakes. I mean, phenomenally ridiculous, laughable, really. I mean, oh, Mr. Quentin... Oh, I gotta frame this one.
Before you go for a loan, be prepared with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step to getting the things you want. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. So there is no pro and con on this issue. There is no, this is one opinion, this is another, all right? The destruction of Social Security has been a goal of the flying monkey right since it was passed into law. It's my understanding that when Social Security was voted on damn near 80 years ago, that not a single Republican at the time voted in favor of it, even though one can pretty confidently believe that over the past 75 or 80 years, hundreds of millions of little right-wing, weaselly Republicans have benefited, or their mamas have benefited, or their grandmamas have voted benefited from this program. These people are disgusting. They are beyond contempt. They are beyond contempt. A government program that runs like it's on ball bearings, and they want to destroy it because there's money to be had. There's money to be had. $1 to $2 trillion is that's a $1,000 billion, huh? And a billion is a 1,000 million. Think about it. No, never mind. It'll make your brain phase out. But that's what they want. To destroy it. And they're selling it on the basis of, oh, we got a better deal for you. Oh. Now, tonight on CBS News, never mind, on Dan Rather, they interviewed some 28-year-old. I think John Roberts interviewed some 28-year-old. Some little, I don't know, I did. Well, he wasn't little. He was well-fed. Condescending, smarmy little rat who sat there and said, yeah, well, you know, I want to put my money, because, you know, Social Security is going to run out in 30 years. So I want to put my money in some place where I'm going to get somebody who just thoroughly does not understand what Social Security is, how it works, or who's benefiting from it right now. And media are going to parade these thugs all over television, right? Because media in this country would like to see this happen. Why? Because they are terrified of Michael Powell and George Bush and Tom DeLay. Now, this is a hosing, which is a polite way of saying this is a screwing that's coming down the road, folks, if this ever happens. The destruction of Social Security. They don't stop, do they? Let's put caca in the water in the stream. So what we, you know, why spend the money to fix the sewage treatment plants? No, let the caca and the pee-pee go through. Who cares? Maybe the arsenic will kill the caca and the pee-pee that gets into the water supply. Who knows? Just be careful when you turn on your kitchen sink, you know? Stunk. Watch out! Now it's Social Security. Now, Monday, simple Scotty McClellan. We know Bush has this plan. This is the first time I've heard simple Scotty or anyone else actually admit the real reason Social Security is in such bad shape is Bush's tax cuts. The reporter, one of the crack White House press corps, says, simple Scotty, I'm sorry, just a joke. Scotty, does the president support raising the retirement age or cutting benefits? And when you say at or near retirement there will be no change, what do you mean? And I wasn't clear on the benefit. Are benefits going to be reduced for people who have been paying into Social Security?
What benefits are there today, Terry? Those at or near retirement, there'll be no changes for those at or near retirement. And because the system is unsustainable.
A lie?
And because of the way it is currently, those younger workers and our children and grandchildren are going to realize very, very little on their rate of return.
Lie!
Realize a greater rate of return on their investment.
Lie!
The president's committed to doing. That's why he's put forward the plan that he did, because taxes being collected now won't be enough to pay for all the benefits being promised to today's younger workers.
So, thanks for the tax cut loan, you cretin. Not only will our grandkids be paying off your deficit-raising tax giveaway to the rich, they won't have Social Security benefits either. What these people want, Truth Seeker, is nothing less than a return to feudalism. Do you understand me? Not the rich and the middle class, not the rich, the middle class, and the poor, not the rich and the poor. Feudalism. This is what the Bush crime family wants. They probably also want the right to sleep with your wife on your wedding night, too, huh? A reporter named April asked about the risk of investing Social Security funds in the stock market. She says, Scott, on the personal savings investment account, some are still calling this risky. What do you say to that?
I would encourage you to look at the Social Security Commission that the president appointed and look at how they address some of those issues, because what we're talking about is that they would have safe investments to choose from. There would be protections put in place against risk. That's
what?
one of the priorities as we move forward on this. We want people to realize a greater rate of return.
The 13 lies in three sentences. But the most glaring, there would be protections put in place against risk in the stock market? What protections would those be, Scotty? Huh? Well, how are you going to protect investment funds? How do you do that? Magic? Oh, there's more. There's more. Stick around. Please stick around. Okay? I'm Mike Beloy. This is Air America.
You might have to go to war when you get out of school.
Hey, cheer up, kids. It gets a lot worse.
You're gonna have to deal with stress, deal with stress, deal with stress. You're gonna be a giant mess when you get back from the war.
Santa Claus does not exist and there's no Easter Bunny. You'll find out when you grow up that Big Bird isn't funny.
Funny.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up, when you grow up, when you grow up. Life's gonna suck when you grow up. It sucks pretty bad right now. You're gonna end up smoking crack on your back, face the fact. You're gonna end up hooked on smack, and then you're gonna die.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. One in three chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a one in three chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AV. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About one in three travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Ring of Fire.
Hi, this is Mike Papantonio. I'm inviting you to join me and Bobby Kennedy this Saturday on Ring of Fire. But we got to warn you, this week's show might cause a loss of appetite in carnivores. We'll be talking about the USDA's buddy-buddy relationship with the meat industry. Mad cow disease is not a thing of the past. It's here strong as ever. We'll also be talking about the controversial acne drug Accutane. And is President Bush really the second coming of Christ? Ring of Fire, Saturday on Air America Radio.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
Yeah. 26 before the hour, we're talking about the Social Security made-up crisis by the Bush crime family. Edie is calling from Atlanta. Or do you pronounce that E-die? No, I'm just kidding. Edie, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Yeah, I know.
Or I should say good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Yeah. I was talking to Linda, your producer, earlier. My husband died years ago, and because he had worked all of his life and died young before he could collect his Social Security, he left a legacy for his handicapped son.
Uh-huh.
And I am his primary caregiver, and it really sees us through. It enables me to keep him with me at home and care for him and advocate for him. And I don't have any health care, but he has great coverage.
Right.
And I can't help but be concerned about, what will become of him when I'm gone. If these selfish scumbags get their way.
I hear you.
And so many kids, he's not a kid, he's in his 30s now. So many people like him. And I've seen these kids, these young people, these children, in institutions, and the institutions have closed up, and I don't know where a lot of them have gone. Some of them have been lucky enough to end up in group homes, and if the group homes are decent, that's good. But it just worries me. excuse me. It's as a matter of fact, I was in a position to have to report someone because the way they were treating someone in a group home.
Mm-hmm.
Because the owners of the group home weren't around and they didn't know the young people there were being mistreated. And my son said, Mama, they don't have anybody to stick up for them. But, you know, I do what I can, but I can't stick up for everybody.
Sure.
And so I'm not just worried about him. I'm worried about everybody. And thank God I'm not going to live forever. But in the meantime, I could go a little easier if I knew that he would at least have his, you know, his income that he has coming. His father worked for it.
When you say you could go a little easier, do you mean you could die with a little bit less worry?
Well, it comes to all of us, you know?
Sure.
And it's not something that I'm really afraid of, except that, because like I told you, I have no health care, so I'm just waiting for this heart attack and or stroke at any moment. And I just would like to know that he would still have his income and that he has a she's chronologically younger, but really older. And I know that she would make sure that he was in a good group home.
Who is that, Edie? Who's the she?
My daughter.
Oh, okay.
She's a couple of years, she's 19 months younger than he is. Mm-hmm. Chronologically.
Right.
But
I understand.
Yeah, she's just been a real godsend, if I believe in such a thing. But a more wonderful kid you couldn't imagine. She was always the one that would run into the house and get me, "Mama, they're beating up on Eric again." And she'd come get me, and I'd run outside and pull all these so-called normal kids off of my boy.
What is Eric's situation?
Since his father died at only 53.
No, I mean his condition, Edie, if you don't mind.
Oh, my son's condition?
Yes.
Oh, yes. He's mentally retarded, mildly mentally retarded, actually, but then in his early 20s, he developed paranoid schizophrenia. So he has that, too. And so because he is disabled...
Mm-hmm.
And his father died, and he's able to get the disability.
Right.
You know.
So without Social Security, is it fair to say that you and your son and possibly your daughter would be in a much worse situation than what you're in now?
Oh, my God. It's too horrible to contemplate because even as it is now, the three of us pulling together we're able to live decently, but if without that, I shudder to think what could happen.
And you know, it's interesting. You say live decently, and I can pretty much I understand what you're saying. But at the same time, you don't have health insurance.
No, I don't. No, I'm one of the 45 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I tried. You know. Because he has excellent health care, and I'm so grateful for that,
mm-hmm.
You know, because of his disability and everything.
Now, is that through Medicaid or?
Yeah, he has Medicare and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And Medicare, you know, at this point offers nothing as far as medication is concerned.
And, Edie, you know the hell of it? If they're able to destroy Social Security, then Medicare and Medicaid are next.
Oh, I know, and if he didn't have his medications, I mean, I didn't even recognize the wild animal that my darling son became when he was stricken with, schizophrenia. And it just took the longest time to get him the help that he needed, and he's on these medications, and he's just, it's just made such a world of difference in the quality of his life that he's my son again. And,
Well, I have great respect for you, Edie, and for your daughter, and I know...
Well, thank you. The ones I respect are the ones that really do it for a living with other people.
I understand. You know, back when I used to go to the Baptist church, the Methodist church, we used to call what you just did testifying.
Yes.
And I thank you for testifying. Please stay in touch with us, okay?
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Anytime, Edie.
Good night.
Good night. email from, well, there's no name here. Dear Mike, in your argument, you should present the case to the person who works for many years and gets diagnosed with a progressive disease like MS. These people are the faces no one ever sees. They're very sick, and many rely totally on Social Security if they are fortunate enough to have paid enough into it to get it. Please mention the faceless disabled in our society. They are never seen and rarely heard. Thank you. Yeah. When you all send me emails, give me a name, okay? So I can, you know. Edie's story, if you repeat that story, what? Pick a number. 10 million times? 20? 50? 100? Since Social Security was put in place by liberal Democrats? Huh? And the Republicans want to destroy it. Bush, today, he met with the Social Security trustees, huh? On his plan to strengthen Social Security. Funny thing is, if they just left it alone, it wouldn't need strengthening.
For the sake of younger Americans, we must be willing to address this problem. And I think it's vital to consider allowing younger workers on a voluntary basis to set aside some of their own payroll tax and personal accounts as part of a comprehensive solution to dealing with the Social Security issue.
A solution to dealing with the Social Security? Well, I'll give you a better one here, George. Increase the payroll tax a little bit. I wouldn't mind paying. You know, I wouldn't mind paying another 1% or 2%. Above what I'm paying now, I wouldn't mind. I bet you there are millions of it. And but before you do that, George, before you do that, just rescind that multi-trillion-dollar tax cut that you handed off to the people in your class. Not all of us are in your economic class, George. We're just not. Now, today, reporters kept hammering Simple Scotty with questions about what specifically Bush plans to do with Social Security, and in yet another case of Orwellian newspeak, Simple Scotty keeps referring to the efforts to strengthen the system. Huh? To strengthen it. The reporter says, Scott, so the president says he will not prejudge any solution, but then he rules out a tax increase. Just to be clear, Scott, that would leave open the other two possibilities, which are reducing benefits or increasing the debt.
He's made it very clear that he does not believe we should raise payroll taxes. That was something he campaigned on during the campaign. It was one of the issues that was discussed at length, and the American people spoke very clearly in support of his approach to strengthening Social Security.
We did, Scotty. When did we do that? When did we speak very clearly? I don't remember that. Kathy, did we do that? Kathy, did we speak very clearly in support of his approach to Social Security? Same reporter says, you made it pretty clear that this is going to be difficult. Is the president prepared to ask the American people to live with the increasing deficit? And do you agree that the cost estimate is $1 trillion to $2 trillion, or are you coming up with numbers on your own?
Well, we haven't endorsed a specific plan, Steve, so I mean, I think that it depends on the plan that you're talking about. But when you're talking about it, you said cost. I would argue it's a savings because the cost right now of inaction is nearly $11 trillion if we do nothing.
What?
And there would be some upfront transition financing needed to move to personal savings accounts and strengthen Social Security.
Freedom is slavery. War is peace. Black is white. Up is down. When you talk about cost, Steve, it's not cost. It's a savings. When we say we're going to spend, or economists say it's going to cost $2 trillion, they're liars! It's not a cost, Steve. It's a savings. Look into my eyes, Steve, or would you rather go to room 101 and we'll get this settled for once and for all?
We don't belong. Why must we stay? Because I'm never gonna be enough space. So eat the meat, sink her the taste. It's always gonna be a delicacy. So lick your chops and eat the meat.
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business. To help make that easier, Sam's Club carries quality 3M products. From Post-it notes to Scotch tape, you'll find a wide variety of the 3M products your business relies on at everyday low costs. After all, we know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards?
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark 2 anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking 3 anniversaries, not 2. Still, I'm grateful for the 2 anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
It's about 9 before the hour. And finally, today, at Simple Scotty's Briefing, today a lot of the questions were focused on the Social Security destruction plan. Finally, a reporter says, Scott, to talk about how you're going to pay for this, some people have said that this, the upfront cost that you were just talking about could be as much as $2 trillion. And you say that you're not going to increase payroll taxes, you're not going to use the deficit, because you're going to cut the deficit in half. So, Scott, how are you going to pay for this?
Well, that's what we're one, reaching out to members of Congress and talking to them about how we address the transition financing and other issues needed to strengthen Social Security.
Quack, quack, quack.
When we get to the point of talking about a specific plan, then we can probably talk further about that very issue.
There's that word again, strengthen. In other words, Scott, the answer is we don't know, or we're going to borrow it all and put the U.S. even further into debt to the Chinese and the Japanese, but we don't want to tell you that. I don't know what to say, Truth Seeker. Don't let him do this. Huh? One more thing to worry about, right? Oh, screw it. Let's all move to Canada. With global warming coming, pretty soon Montreal is going to be like Miami Beach. So to hell with all this. Let's do the easy thing. Let's move to Canada. If you're queer, you can get married. If you get sick, you can get medical care. You can smoke a joint if you want to, and your brethren and sister aren't dying and killing in Iraq. What else is there, huh? Eh? Oh, the food sucks. No, it doesn't. There is no such thing as Canadian cuisine. There's no such thing as American cuisine. At least the beer's cold up there. Oh, God. Tonight's program was engineered by Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton in New York. Linda Blake screened your calls. And then, like a real jackass, I didn't take any of them. Huh? That happens sometimes, Truth Seeker. It's like paying into the Social Security Fund. You never know, do you? Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives these 3 hours of audio insanity every night. Jim in Arkansas provides the music that drives you people crazy, because so many times we don't know the title. And we get all these emails. Could you tell me what song you played last night at 43 minutes past the hour? Now, I live in Central Time, and if you factor in the angle of the moon, I think it was right after you used the term Bush crime family. Can you tell me what the title and artist was? Oh, I know. Send me an MP3 of that song, will you? Look, folks, we just play the music, okay? Two websites to thank you, Jim. Two websites to check out, airamericaradio.com. where they still don't have online betting, and MikeMalloy.com, where if I could figure out a way to do it, I would. And don't forget BartCop.com, too. The best political satire site on the web. Have I missed anything? I'm angry. Edie's call upset me. Edie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you and I live in a country where you have to put up with what you've had to put up with. And now they want to take away the one lifeline. And I got emails in here while we're talking about this. One woman wrote in, you know, her father died. She got Social Security and able to go to school and get an education. The Republicans want to take us back to a feudal system. Don't let it, just don't let it happen. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know. How do you stop it? You know, and I know, that eventually we're going to have to take to the streets. You know that. If the electoral system has finally been stolen and polluted and corrupted and bastardized by these people, you know eventually we're going to have to take the streets. Now, for my part, I'm going to head for Boston. I'm going to look up MATCOM, and I'm going to get Matt Abrams' tank that he knows how to operate and drive and fire and use. And you understand what I'm saying? Homeland Security is listening to this program tonight. They're saying, is he talking about open rebellion? Can we go bust his ass right now? Can we send him to Guantanamo? Ann is calling from Sacramento. Ann, we have a minute. I'm so sorry. Welcome to the program.
I missed part of that, but I'll be real quick. I had a stroke. I'm only 51 years old. I had it last year. And well, I wanted to make 3 points real quick. People who are against Social Security and anything use it a lot, like abortion. Everyone who's against abortion, it turns out they've had abortions their kids have. Number two, those who are sick, who do this, are sick. They're sick in the head, and no one mentions this. Why would Dick Cheney need, you know, he has more money than he could ever spend, his kids could ever spend. Why does he want to keep getting more? To me, that's an illness, and no one mentions it. Number three, people who are hawking these things, like simple Scotty McClellan, never have to deal with them. There are many more people who need this stuff and don't ever speak up. I don't get it.
I hear you. I don't get it either, Ann. I don't get it either.
So I worked 30 years. You know, I'm not lazy, and I want, you know, I got a little bit of Social Security, and all people are going, oh, wow, you get so much. But you know how much my, what I have to pay out of my own pocket for medical before anyone else for a month, $1,000. Now, I have nothing. I have no home. I have no car. I have nothing. And they would charge me $1,000 to go to the doctor, the first $1,000. This is not America anymore.
I hear you. I hear you, Ann. Thanks for calling. Thanks for checking in. Stay in touch, please. Thanks for participating tonight on whatever level you may have done that, even you lurkers. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush says he will not increase payroll taxes to fix Social Security. After a meeting with the trustees of the Social Security Trust Fund, Bush said there's a big problem with Social Security and it must be addressed now. While closing the door on raising payroll taxes, Bush said he's aiming for a comprehensive solution in his second term. Bush has been criticized by Democrats for his proposal to partially privatize Social Security. More Georgia soldiers are preparing for duty in Iraq. Thursday morning, family, friends, and fellow soldiers said goodbye to 150 soldiers of the 121st Infantry Regiment stationed in Lawrenceville. Michelle Cronick, wife of Specialist Chris Cronick, says she knows what her husband is doing is for a good cause.
I'm a little worried because of what he does, but I'd rather him be out there and taking care of other people that need him rather than me here and just sit around and watch it happen.
President Bush says troops have a right to ask hard questions and that their concerns are being addressed. During a White House photo op, Bush responded to the controversy over Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's response to troops' concerns about inadequate equipment.
The concerns expressed are being addressed, and that is we expect our troops to have the best possible equipment. And